If for one night we don't get drunk, we gon' do some drugs, we gon' smack bitches, we gon' do what we do best. And you know what? Motherfuckers is already talking about. They can't even follow me now. If I gave you a map, goddammit, you still couldn't follow me. I'm doing my thing now. Ain't nothing changed about me except my age. I got a little older. I got a little wiser. But the gangster is still the gangster. And this will be a night that goes down in history once again.
Brand new, you're retro. 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 Brand new, you're retro.
It's Friday! And I'm more like radio.com. That means it's High Society Radio Day.
Oh.
7 p.m. Friday. Time to have some cocktails. Maybe just some cock. And listen to High Society Radio. Or you're downloading this at a different time and it's not that time, it's not that day, and you can't get dick or drink, depending on what you're doing right now.
It's November, and you're having a good time, buddy.
I'm Chris Pepper Hicks Stanley.
Bronx Johnny.
Chris from Brooklyn.
That's it. That's the three of us. None of us are tired. We teased a few things last week. We're going to get into them immediately. But first, I'm going to plug MoreLikeRadio.com.
Yeah.
NewTrashCity.com. That's our website.
Yes.
The Twitter account at HS Radio Show.
That's my shit.
The Facebook page. High Society Radio. That's right. Suck it. The Facebook page isn't suck it. It's Facebook.com/High Society Radio. Facebook.com/suck it is, I'm sure, an old DX.
Pretty sure.
I'm not talking about wrestling again this week. I apologize. This is too much. I know there's plenty of people out there who don't like wrestling, so we're not going to talk about it. Johnny, you got me jacked up right now.
Fuck yeah.
I feel crazy. I feel like I have syphilis and I have that crazy cat brain disease at the same time.
Cat disease is spreading, son.
Yeah, I think I gave it to you.
Might have.
Between last week and this, I gave you cat brain disease.
Fucking trying to catch strays outside.
What I haven't been telling you, I'll get you a drink and I'll just sprinkle some cat shit in it. Like
sounds
the
good.
Cat shit dust.
You like get some dry cat shit and like grate it in like Romano cheese or something?
Am I like cheesing like on South Park?
You know what I'm talking about, dog. This is going to be such an insane, weird night.
How was your Halloween? Was it nice?
God, I love Halloween. It's great.
Yeah, I loved your costume, man.
Right? It was dope.
Yeah.
I know.
Who would have thought you would have dressed up as a Pokemon?
Right?
Nice.
Right? I wanted to be Pikachu.
Sold out, dog. Can't find that shit.
I ended up having to be Squirtle. And we talked about this last week. We talked about how Squirtle is the best Pokemon to choose if you're playing the Pokemon video game. That's all I got, though. All right? So I'm not. I know. The Pokemon talk annoys Chris, right?
It does.
Nobody wants to do that.
It's starting to get to me a little bit. I'm not going to lie.
Pokemon, not Pokemon. Oof. Pokemon. All right, never mind. I apologize, Chris. I don't want to upset you at all. Okay, buddy?
Not at all.
I've been to your place. It looks great. I can't believe all this.
Oh, I actually have a personal growth apartment update.
Oh, good.
What's that?
Okay. So, remember when I moved into my... You remember how the front window of my house had been broken since pretty much the day I moved into my old place?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's because on my first night, I woke up and it was hallucinating somebody breaking into my house and threw a chair out the window.
That's good. You have paranoid delusions.
Yeah. Hasn't happened yet in the new place, I gotta say.
That's good. So you get like peace of mind and shit. That's exactly what it counts. New home, peace of mind, new that's flow. True. It's good. It's good for your chi and shit.
It has the feng shui of the new place, huh?
Fuck yeah.
When I was over there, I was like, the feng shui over here sucks dick.
I like getting my dick sucked by feng shui. A little Asian massage parlor action.
You don't even know what I'm talking about.
Which
makes you look bad and me look better.
That's my favorite Pokemon, feng shui.
It's not a Pokemon, Chris. Stop.
Don't make things up.
Yeah. Don't be a liar for once. So, I was going to bring up, last week, we ran out of time, I was going to bring up something called mamming. Now, I say I was going to bring it up, but I have no idea what it is. And Johnny actually told me about it, and I wanted him to explain what mamming
is. Okay, so what mamming is you put, if you're a woman, you have titties, or God forbid, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
A disease small takes it from very small titties. So you put your fucking titties on stuff, like be it a cat, and they're not naked, they're in shirts, which is whack. Let them fucking, you know, show.
All right, so it's enclosed breasts.
Yeah, they put it on, like, a drawer, a cat, fucking, not even cars, because that would be cool. It's like boring shit. They do the most boring shit with their titties just to get, like, attention for breast cancer and whatnot, which is nice.
Well, they're trying to create, like, an internet meme. It's like planking.
Yeah, exactly. Mammon. That's what they're going for. But it's not, like, show your titties.
You're saying that you would be happier if they put their titties in your mouth.
I would be fine with that. That'd be perfect.
So yeah, it's like it's basically like planking, but way lamer. And for Susan G. Comen.
All right, that's the
shout
that's
out
the
to Susan G. Comen.
Hell yeah,
awesome
that's
people.
A mean hustle.
Oh, that's yeah. The breast cancer. That's the big.
Hell yeah, they're
the pink
that,
ribbon.
They're making that paper, dog. I just saw Pink Ribbon Ink. It's like food ink, but for titties.
Nice. Was it critical of her foundation?
Yeah.
It's really?
Of everything. It's critical of everything with breast cancer.
But they do help with research and shit, right? Isn't that
yeah,
like
they donate some money?
Some,
yeah.
Yeah, some. All charities are fucking scams, bro.
Oh,
all.
Man.
Just give money to homeless people on the street. That's the only way you know it's going to the right place.
Yeah, well, yeah, I've heard that documentary where it's not like an assassination piece, I don't think.
No,
but
not.
It just looks into like how October was breast cancer month. We're in November now. How just gigantic. Breast cancer. Breast cancer is the number one cancer to get cash.
Well, didn't the NFL take in a certain amount of revenue and only donate, 5% or 8%?
Yeah, one of the things that came out last month.
Bullshit.
Because, you know, every for the month of October, everything's pink in the NFL.
Yeah. MLB does something like that for fucking Mother's Day when they have the season and shit. They get it in. They get, like, pink bats and all that bullshit.
Well...
Socks,
someone looked into how much money, like, you know, everything they sell. The NFL sells pink merchandise, and the money goes towards the cancer research.
Mm-hmm.
Well, someone looked into how much
they actually
goes.
Yeah.
It's 8%. 8% of every sale goes to actual cancer research. Most of it goes to the NFL.
And they raised what? In the month of October, they raised what? $30 million?
Around there. It was a number of like, give or take, 30, maybe 45 mil I've seen or something.
Summer, a large amount of cash.
That's fucked up, man.
And a small amount of it actually goes to the actual research. People are critical of it. I think it sounds crazy when told. Like, what is it? The Red Foundation? That's for Darfur?
Yeah, yeah.
I think Bono and George Clooney are behind it, I believe. Like, almost nothing from there goes to it. It's literally just a place.
Well, it's like the 9/11 fund, too, and all that bullshit.
It's just for awareness, just to make people aware of it.
I am shocked about the breast cancer one, because, you know, that they push that shit hard enough.
Well, now it's not. Now that
everything's pink.
Now even, that it's November, we can just bash women with breast cancer, right?
Yeah, fucking even the WWE does that shit. They got, like, pink
I like to motorboat
and all that.
Breasts.
That's good.
Sorry, I zoned out for a second. I was trying to figure out how much the NFL donated. I got the number.
What is it?
If they raised $30 million and gave 8%, it is... Oh, damn phone.
You know, if you just go to...
It was like
$2.4 million. If you just go to Google and just say 8% of $30 million, it'll just give it to you.
I just did it on my calculator, on my phone.
You don't need a calculator. You just Google it. 8% of $30
million. I don't trust Google, man.
Really?
They control all cool. The information.
Yeah, like as one person should.
Wait, but Susan G. Komen isn't dirty, right? She gives all the proceeds to the fucking breast cancer, right?
Did she die of breast cancer? Isn't that the whole thing?
I know that. I'm just fucking.
Wait, am I wrong? I really don't know.
Fucking asshole, son.
You know the answer to that question. You know something? I don't know either.
She did. She had to. That's what they only name shit after you if you die from it. You know that. Lou Gehrig fucking died from it and named it after him.
I don't think that's cute.
Pretty sure she died from that shit.
Is she dead?
Oh, they only have for the cube.
Yeah, they don't even have. She doesn't even have her own page.
She's dead. She's dead from breast cancer.
Scroll down.
Can we just assume that? History. There you go.
Right. She died of the disease at age 36.
I knew it.
It's sad.
That shit got her, son.
Why do you seem happy about it?
I'm just saying I was right.
Hell yeah, that bitch got.
Yeah, there you go.
See, the show's coming
God
off
took
pretty.
Her titties within her life.
This is coming pretty offensive, right? This show's not.
I'm gonna find me a fat fucking titty bitch and get her to ma'am. Because now I feel bad.
We're gonna
it's over. It's not October anymore. See,
it don't matter.
Yeah,
still
we shouldn't care
mammy
anymore. It's over.
I like should have done it last week when I tried to get it in. But on the prep sheet, the Pokemon topic was in front of it.
It
so
just dominated.
I mean, I think mamming still exists.
Why
do
you got
like
guys doing this shit, though? Like, what?
Men
God
have memory glands, too, and they can
men can get breast cancer as well.
Trying to see a dude mam. Like,
it's
yo,
a story
do some
on
push-ups,
Oz.
Motherfucker.
Yeah, they really are doing boring things with their
mamming.
Yeah,
it is very whack. Like, you know, get some porn stars on there ASAP.
Or just have them suck their own titties. I'll always like that.
Hell that's yeah, B, that shit is mad athletic, son. Get your chin up in that.
I once saw a stripper suck her own titty milk off of her titty.
Nice. That's,
I don't like that.
Oh, impressive. Very nice.
It was good.
It's weird.
But it was like, American? You know, it was in America. Nice. It was that weird titty milk that happens when they take the wrong medication. It wasn't like child titty milk.
That's not cool. Like, man, why didn't you say that before?
Man, did your heart on go away, Johnny? Is that what happened just now?
I got like a mercury taste in my mouth. That's disgusting. That is bad.
That's because you suck on pennies during the show for some odd reason.
Oh, my God. That's nasty, son. Was it like cottage cheese quality type shit? That sounds pretty fucking
cottage
bad.
Cottage cheese filled breasts.
It just kind of looked like a pimple popping, and then she sucked.
Oh! That's disgusting.
This chick is mamming right here.
That's a chick? Holy shit, I thought that was a dude.
Let's not be insensitive to the way women look shortly after Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Yeah, after a while. Like,
well, we're done. We're done with it.
Mm. They cured it? Yay!
We're done with the month of October.
Oh.
So we can stop caring about
breast
cancer.
Wait, did mamming go viral then?
Hey, if we're talking about it, it definitely is.
Yeah, it must be really old. We need to really know about some stuff.
Oh,
so
man.
Depressing.
Some titties are C-cups. Oh, there's a video to it, too.
There's a video to explain mamming, but it's 2 minutes.
I'm not watching the mamming video. We don't even know what the hell we're talking about, boys.
They're just putting their titties on
some
stuff,
nice
man.
Tits. These are some nice tits right here.
And she's putting it on beers, which is nice. All right, that's cool. That works. That's cool. No.
Some of these chicks are just leaning forward at a table. It's
stop
really
it.
Not
calm
cool
down.
That one's bad. Look what she's doing. Look at her face. At least just show your titties if your face is looking like that.
That's true. You should just.
Oh, that's nice. She put it on the back of a truck.
But you
that
know,
was
like
nice.
A lot of these titties probably
come
have
on,
scars
man, that's
on them
dude
if they're doing.
All right, enough of this, please. You know, in 2 months, you know what's happening in 2 months?
Mm.
New Year's Eve. And you know where we're all going?
To watch a movie about New
Burning
Year's
Man?
Eve?
Burning Man?
Andrew WK is throwing a party for.
What?
He's giving a lecture and throwing a party for New Year's Eve.
I would definitely go to that.
You down?
I'm very down to party hard with Andrew WK.
But you have to go
and
to
get
the lecture?
Like seriously gacked.
Yeah, just
if you're partying with Andrew WK, it seems like that's what has to happen,
it
right?
It seems like
the guy's really positive and loves partying.
He's made his life a party and shit. He's like fucking that dude from Futurama and shit, that squid. Fucking snail.
Zoidberg?
No, Hedonism a bot.
Hedonism bot.
He's a robot. Loves to party.
Oh man, Andrew, God bless you, man. I'm pretty sure he's made more money doing that than he has, and he's an awesome artist too, though. But he's probably made more money fucking partying. Andrew WK.
Well, he put out an album like years ago.
He had like two or three. He had Party Hard, I Get Wet. That was
the
album.
It's the same
wet,
album.
Right? That's the name of the album.
Then he had
that
Jackass,
wet, right?
The Jackass soundtrack song.
There you go. Well, awesome. There you go.
Look, I ain't bad-mouthing Andrew WK.
No,
that ain't never
going
to happen
that
on this show.
That dude is the man. Well, what's the fucking lecturing on, though?
Partying.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
He's going to teach you how to party.
He's quite the
how to
trick
party. He's teaching you how to party, and then he's like, all right, now let's all the skills you've learned in this party seminar, now let's go to the party, and you can use your party skills.
That makes it not sound like fun at all.
Well, that's how I like to learn, Johnny. Hands-on learning.
A like a fucking syllabus and shit. That doesn't sound fun at all.
If he's gonna have a new, if Andrew WK is gonna have a New Year's Eve party, he's gotta get those human wrecking ball guys. That's
oh, shut up.
Who are the human wrecking ball guys?
Have you seen human wrecking balls? You haven't seen this shit? It's a show where these two fucking dudes who like break blocks for a living in
some poor man's fucking
competition. Then they just break. They just bash cars with their body. They just kick out the doors.
Oh, I didn't see that part.
Out windows. They did one with a hotel room where the guy ran through one of the walls.
It's not Discovery, is it?
No, it's on G4.
Oh, all right.
Seems like a show that would be on the History Channel. That's what the quality program they're putting on
now. Yeah. Shout out to
But you haven't seen Human Wrecking Balls at all?
Nah, son.
Let me see if I can find a preview.
Some real shit, son. I'll say that.
Listen, my son. Don't you worry about it. Chris is going to find it. Well, Chris is trying to find out, what's this new anti-pregnancy ad? What is this?
They're not even new. Apparently, going to BK Chris, they've been around for a while. I've just started noticing them. They have babies crying on the pictures, though. It's mad funny.
What is it?
And there's like, it's for like anti-teen. It seems like pro-abortion, anti-teen fucking pregnancy.
I'm always pro-abortion.
I am front. That company seems to be like really into it and shit, because it's like, yo, I'm going to be with you past the age of 21. I'm going to cost you like $100,000 and shit.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I don't think people think about that shit. People just think like, I want a
baby. It's gonna fucking cost you $100,000 in 21 years.
Don't think a child's gonna cost you $100,000. You're retarded.
No, because all you gotta do, well, if you're a dad, it's not gonna cost you. Just fucking leave. That's all you do. Are you gonna stick around? He's a sucker dude, son. Might not even be yours.
How about you just get trap the abortion?
Baby. Trap baby.
Or just fucking use a con or pull out.
That's easy for you to
say. Stanley, here's some of those real quick, some of the ads.
There you go.
Blow that shit up. Let me see.
Can you read it?
And look at his face. The baby's fucking
Dad,
crying.
Dad, you'll be paying to support me for the next 20 years.
He's got like a bad fucking baby face, like he shit himself.
Here's one.
What's
I'm twice
say?
As likely not to graduate high school because you had me as a teen.
Well, thank God I'm no longer a teenager, so any fucking child I have will definitely graduate high school.
Here's one with a little girl, and she looks confused, and it says, honestly, Mom, chances are he won't stay with you. What happens to me?
There you go.
Oh, my God.
There you go.
These are shockingly honest.
And they have baby faces on it. Put a picture.
Yeah, crying. There's a upset-looking baby on each one.
Yeah, this little crying kid makes me really sad. You look at him. He's all upset.
I don't know. Bus stop.
It looks like a mulatto child as well.
Oh, God.
So
it looks
really
a mixed
tough.
Race.
He does.
I apologize. I keep saying mulatto, but yeah, it's like not an accepted term, right? I don't mean it racistly.
No,
like,
I know.
That's just what you were told.
Here's some other
anti-pregnancy teen pregnancy ads, but it's dudes being pregnant.
What
Very
the
odd.
Fuck is that? I've never seen that before. It's the same stupid. Company too, right? Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's the same.
What is it?
Well, that's in Chicago. That's what they're doing. Apparently, Chicago saw these ads and was just like,
well, we got to get some dudes. We got to dick this shit up,
Let's soften this a little. Because people were really upset about these ads when they came out.
I am funny. Like, you don't want to see no baby crying. At least not to say, like, they're born and they think they're losers and they're only babies and shit. That's pretty rough.
Yeah, you know something?
To be fair, the mothers are losing.
I think these are good ads. I think they should be up.
They work. I'm not saying they shouldn't be up. But they should have the mother on there because she's the true loser in all of this. She's going to be alone. Nobody's going to love her. Nobody's going to go to shit.
Well, I mean, the fact is, man, people should be pulling out. Why aren't they pulling out? I know it feels good to come inside, but just pull your cock out.
Who are you telling?
Seeing that pregnant dude on there remind me of, remember that chick rapper that we fucking played that song from a while ago?
White chick?
Booker T?
Booker T's song. I want to listen to that song. I remember in the video... she apparently impregnated her boyfriend. She was so gangster and hard.
Oh, yeah. All right.
And I don't think this fucking song is copyrighted. So maybe the More Like Radio people will get off my fucking back and let me play a fucking song for longer than 30 seconds. Huh?
So Gripping That Daddy is the name of the song?
Yeah, Gripping That Daddy.
Can't wait for the Christmas party, guys.
Here we go. This one's a banger from back in the day from the High Society Radio Boys.
Archives.
My pussy tight like shoestrings.
Yeah!
Around the arm of a dope fiend. My pussy tight like skinny jeans. Matter of fact, my pussy tight like a wedding ring. Round the finger, fat bitch used to be slim. Playing how many licks Cisco and Little Kim. Trying to find me some dick and you might be him. Could have your dick.
Glad that she's trying to find her some dick.
She knows what she wants.
Get me off my skirt. Make my pussy squirt. I'm a big girl now, so big dicks don't hurt. So
hell yeah, man,
in
all day.
If big dicks don't hurt, how is her pussy still tight?
I don't know. Oxymoron. She's on some camera and shit.
Hold on, listen to her words.
Sort of like the wizard, how I give brain. So take a boy, you know the deal.
appendix on two fat bitches laying on a hammock. So homie, don't panic. Tightest pussy on the planet. I could drop it low, and when I'm done, I'm gonna make a ham sandwich. Press record on the camera. We're about to make a movie.
I do still really, I'm still really into the fact that she's wearing a chain that says spit on me.
Yeah, that's true. That's
nice. Really hot. You make a billion pussy, so he log on X tube. You're looser than a goose.
I'm tight like vice grips. Call me a sucker for tall guys with nice. I forgot how much of a bitch the dude in the video was, though. He's kind of a bitch. Riding dick playing usher, handleballs like
Rucker. Cold like Russia, pussy warm. Have you sweating? Have your ass shaking? She handles balls like Rucker, because that's a person who plays basketball.
Let's break that down, Chief.
It's not, though.
She really likes, she's very proud of herself and how she can suck and ride.
I like how the
cop.
Guy in this video looks like Tiger Woods.
He looks like Childish Gambino.
A little bit. Oh, yeah.
Wow, really? I don't even see that at all.
I'm just a racist.
I say Tiger Woods. There's no chance
in his face, he looks like Tiger Woods. The way.
Yeah, no chance Gambino. I don't know where you came up with that.
Here we go. And my hands call professional cock holders.
Yeah.
Twist it like Superhead. Get you in the bed. Attack the head like Sudafed. Homie don't know. I gripped it tight like a headband. Gave him head a stick head. Did a headstand. Your ex puts it loose. You could fit a whole hand in. But I'm virgin tight. So tonight's night like Redman. I like when you give it a whole hand in.
There you go.
Well, that's Booker T.
That's a fucking high society exclusive, because nobody else plays this shit at all. I'm 100% sure.
Before we played it, I played it on the Ron and Fez show.
You bastard.
I think she called in, actually. People were like, started tweeting at her. And she's like, oh, I love you guys. Thanks for playing my song.
Let's get
I don't
her,
think
man.
That's how she sounds, though. I think she's from Chicago. I don't know.
I like Chicago, too. Good city.
I guess she'd just jerk us all off if she came in.
Spit on me, bitch. Nice.
Booker T for you, everybody.
God bless
I don't know
you.
If she put out any more music.
She don't need to with that. Fuck, that's a fucking classic.
She that is a classic banger.
For life.
Yeah.
She's on VH1 Classics, I'm pretty sure.
I doubt that, Johnny. I think you're just saying an absurd fucking statement right there.
She's bad. I love her.
You love her? Would you marry her, Booker T?
Oh, you don't marry a girl like that. You know, but you have a good time. And you,
you know. You know, apparently your pussy's ridiculously tight.
See, I don't understand Chris, that. Yeah, Chris broke that down pretty good, actually.
Kegels. She does the Kegel exercise. Yeah. Like, she has control over her vagina muscle. Much like you're able to flex a bicep, fucking she can flex her pussy muscles.
Well, good for
she's
her.
CrossFit for her pussy, right?
Yeah, she's sounds like she's getting that sort of fucking...
She just wedges the handle of a kettlebell in there and just flexes.
It sounds like she's getting that kind of workout on that goddamn thing, that's for sure. Sounds like that fucking pussy's getting tons of squats.
Oh, yeah, that snatch is doing snatches.
Shut up. Shut the fuck up.
Good for Booker T. Man. And her hands are professional cock holders. For whatever
that's my favorite line. Should have done porn.
We have to pay her to come in here and give us all handjobs?
I don't want a handjob from Booker T.
I just want her to sit down and enjoy herself.
I'll let her give me a handjob if I could spit on her.
I'm sure she would let you. She
the
has
chain
a fucking,
says does
she has a line of fucking clothing items, accessories that say spit on me.
She actually made a clothing line? Nice. Good for
her. I think
her,
you
can
buy them on her website.
Might buy me a shirt.
You're going to rock a shirt that says spit on me?
No, I'll just buy it to help her pay for it. I want it. Maybe I'll get some touch for that.
Why don't you go check her Amazon wish list? Buy her something off that.
Mm. You know, dudes do that shit too. That's pretty fucking sad.
Yeah. It's like, oh, I'm going to buy her some fucking books and a goddamn DVD, and then she'll send me pictures of her pussy.
A lot of porn stars on my Facebook do that shit. They're like, oh, hey,
yeah, every internet whore does that.
It's just terrible. And then, like,
I wish I was an internet
what
whore.
What kind of sucker dude does that shit? Like,
hey,
you know
why don't
what?
We make an Amazon wish list and put it on the fucking Twitter account?
Could we do that?
Yeah.
All right. I want a 64 gig SD card for my phone.
I'm going to put...
Are we just going to put jokes?
Yeah, I'm going to put retarded shit that I don't need, because no one's going to fucking buy that crap.
50-gallon tub of petroleum
you'd
jelly?
Be surprised.
All right, I'll get on that. You know what? I will get on that for next week.
But beautiful.
What's the mailing address we're going to use? Care of Pepper Hicks at SiriusXM?
Yeah, do that.
Sure.
That works.
We'll do that. We'll figure it out next week. Next week, we're going to announce our Amazon wish list, which no one should buy anything off of.
Don't ruin it. They don't know any better.
No, people should buy all of the things.
Oh, yeah.
I definitely need a bunch of crap that I don't need. I just threw out all my crap. I need
That's
new
true.
Crap.
You just moved into a new place, so
yeah,
you need new stuff.
I threw out all of my crap, so we need new crap.
I need a PS4 with two controls. God forbid you
Looks
send
like
me
someone
one.
Sent us in a credenza for Chris's apartment. I'm not even sure what that means.
Fuck.
Right, and Armoire just came in. Great.
They don't sell DMT on Amazon, right?
No.
They took the site down it used to do it.
Yeah. Silk Road didn't have wish lists.
Here's our Silk Road wish list. Cocaine.
Black tar heroin.
Hitman.
Peruvian cocaine. Molly.
DMT.
More Molly.
Just some of those research chemicals that I can't pronounce.
A gun. Those research chemicals.
Fake credit cards.
They're, that's basically just ecstasy, right?
A lot of them feel like ecstasy. They're not ecstasy.
Yeah, what I'm saying.
Well, ecstasy was at one point the same. You know, I mean, ecstasy started that way. Just cooked up in a lab. Well, LSD did too, I guess. You know, they're all, but they're all very different. Like, the 2CI has, like, acid feels.
That's because what? They just changed, like, a fucking molecule or whatever, and then it's legal for, whatever, 2 days.
Yeah.
And they sell it.
But now, for a while, I think the government was just creating drugs that were similar to other drugs to make them illegal.
Dicks.
There was a program. That's why all that stuff. Yeah. That's why you saw. That's why you saw a drop off in all those things.
Boo.
Oh.
Yeah. Boo.
Slick move.
Boo.
Slick move.
Right, Johnny. Boo.
Fuck yeah, boo.
Right, Johnny.
Boo.
Did you hit up Brooker T yet?
I'm trying. I got to add it on Facebook first.
All right.
Then you're just gonna get catfished by a fake Brooker T account.
Who gets catfished?
You did. Didn't you get catfished by what was it? Hannah Montana account? Not Hannah.
No,
porn star.
Yeah, some kind of
Holly Halston or something.
No, that's Matt.
The German bitch, right? The German porn star.
It wasn't her either. I wish.
You'd rather be catfished by someone pretending to be a German porn star?
I'd be honored.
Than somebody pretending to be Brooker T.
I heard you your hands are professional cock holders. Would you like to put that to the test? Thank you, Brooker T. Smiley face.
My cock is very difficult to hold. Dot, dot, dot.
Get it?
I need a professional.
Get it, Brooker?
You guys sound like the guys that talk to those robots on fucking Facebook. Yo, guys talk so much shit.
I am the robot you talk to on Facebook.
I don't talk shit like, all right, I hope it goes well today.
A robot deleted me because I was like,
what?
They were like, hey, can I get you on like the high society page? Like, hey, we should hang out. Call me on this. And I just wrote back, no thanks, robot. I'm good.
And they deleted you?
And the robot deleted me.
Dang. That's sad.
Yeah.
You're so difficult to get along with, not even a fucking fake thing to like you.
That's true.
And we've been doing this podcast for 7 years.
You might have a good point that nobody likes you. Literally nobody likes you.
Oh.
I think you're better than
bullying me right now.
Saying, shut up.
That's what the show's about, bullying each other.
Was it about bullying? Dick. But I thought we were anti-bullying and breast cancer.
I can't remember what we were pro or anti against, which is bad.
Yeah, we should
how about we just stand for nothing?
We should keep a ledger. We need an intern.
Whoever fucking pays us the most. That's what we're fucking like. Just whoever pays us the most, we're with you.
So anybody who pays us more than nothing.
Yeah, right.
Basically.
We will say whatever you want.
Bottle cap mouthpiece.
All right, so in the last episode, you said how much you hated Monsanto.
There you go.
Monsanto has fairly deep pockets.
And if they paid me, I'd fucking shill this shit the hardest.
Monsanto presents High Society Radio.
Like, hey, you know what I like, guys? Soybeans.
Oh, yeah. Genetically altered soybeans that'll eat your fucking face if you leave
it
out for 3 days too long.
Small organic farms.
Boom!
They should be illegal.
Let's get them.
They deal in fucking PhDs or whatever.
PhDs? I don't think that's the.
That's a fucking.
That's a doctorate.
But that shit, Monsanto uses it on soybeans is pH something.
Johnny,
it's not deep.
You're talking crazy again.
There you go.
I hate to say it, but you are.
Well, you got me.
You really got me. Remember that song?
No.
Remember that time we made out to it?
I remember making out. I don't remember the song it was too, though. It was mad into it.
You don't remember you guys' song?
I don't.
Gay. That's really gay,
time,
Johnny.
It's not gay if you love the dude, Stan.
So you just held my hand for fucking kicks? Was it a lie, sir?
Kicks and jacks, if you know what I mean. I mean, Brooker T style, dog. Professional cock holster.
Yeah,
I feel crazy, which is why I'm talking crazy.
Now,
you just want to hear that song?
Not now.
Why not? Reminds me of us. Reminds me of what we used to be.
You sent me this bullying story before.
Yeah.
About this kid who has 100 friends.
That's fucking retarded. No, he doesn't have a bunch of fucking friends. His aunt has 100 friends.
All right, hold on. All right, some kid got bullied.
No, he didn't even fucking get. All right, this is what happened.
Explain the story.
Okay,
from the beginning.
Aunt, yes, his aunt visits him at school and shit. Just, you know, hey, what's up?
Uh huh.
And some kid says, oh, nobody likes you. You don't have any friends.
Okay. But why did the kid say that? Unsolicitedly?
Yeah, he's just, well, the kid, you know, is a dick, but it's not bullying. The kid's just being a dick. There's a difference.
I mean, does that kid have no friends, though?
Probably not if you need your aunt to get 100 of her fucking friends off of Facebook and her car club, because she has a car club, to show up at your school to back you up, which is technically like you're fucking, you're kind of trying to intimidate the kid a little bit. If you got 100 people showing up. I never show up to a spot with 5 dudes trying to fucking make friends.
Here's the thing. That's not really the way to make fun of somebody. This kid's name is Halsey Parkerson.
That can't be his real
name. That's a pretty cool name.
That is, that's his name.
Oh, all right.
So that means Halsey Parkerson?
Halsey Parkerson.
It's a dog.
There are two ways to call this person a retard in his name.
Yeah, there really is.
And they just chose to say he has no friends. These are some, those kids deserve to be intellectually bullied.
It was one kid that did it. That was it. One kid random said, yo, you have no friends. His aunt says, oh, yeah, I'm going to show you. I'm going to get 100 random people off of Facebook. One of them could have been a child molester.
What would a palsy with Parkinson's look like?
I don't even know. That
Stanley? Care to venture, I guess?
Their fucking skeleton probably popped their mouth.
But he has cerebral palsy?
No, his name is just Halsey Parkinson. So if you were going to make fun of him, wouldn't you say something about him being a palsy with Parkinson's?
I would never make fun of someone named Halsey Parkinson. I would be their friend for life.
Shut up.
If I was at this high school, I'd be like, yo, Halsey's in trouble. Let's fucking let's help this poor bastard out. Let's roll. Halsey Parkinson's an awesome name. I think it's hysterical.
That's a fucking...
What's his aunt look like? Let me take a look at her.
I'd have to turn on this video.
She has 100 friends in a fucking motor club.
Just play it. I'll just try to. That guy looks like a real.
Those are the guys that showed up to back him up.
That guy looks like Chuck Klosterman. Weird.
Who the fuck is that?
It's a fucking writer, dick.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't fucking read much. I apologize.
That's sad, Johnny. You should expand your horizons. Whatever. Fuck palsy. I don't like him anymore.
You see?
I thought he was your best friend. I thought he was your BFF.
And that's what that fucking kid said.
If I went to that school. But I don't, all right? I'm a 30-year-old creep.
But to be real, though, that is some bullshit, though. Like, all right, you say one thing and then 100 people fucking show up out of nowhere just to back him up. That's kind of bully.
He told his aunt that it happens all the time.
I doubt that. With a name like that, that's pretty tough. That's a pretty tough name. I don't think he gets bullied all the time.
Yo, Halsey's fucking coming down the hall. Chill out.
Yo, run that shit, bro. Hide your chain, son. Here comes Parkinson's.
Parkerson. Get it right.
Fuck that nigga's name.
No, stop.
Well, his aunt, I got more friends than her. I'm pretty sure I could get 200 people show up if she tried to show up on me.
I don't think that's going to happen because why would you bully
a
child?
She wouldn't want to. I'm not bullying a child. I'm bullying that bitch because she's bullying that other kid. It's a vicious cycle, son.
Sounds like a vicious cycle.
And I'm a motherfucking shark in that bitch. I'll eat that bitch.
Hold on. Look how shitty this guy's car is. We should bully this guy.
It's in high school. That's your car supposed to be shitty.
No, man. Those are people that showed up all for that fucking motorcade crap.
Well, then that's the pedophile.
Oh, look, there's a baby here.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Because that's going to scare that bully.
That loser's friends with a baby. He can't even get friends his own age. What a dick.
I want the bully to spike the baby on the pavement.
Hold on.
That'd be awesome.
Oh, wait. Hold on. Right. Roll back. Rewind that.
Look at him.
Rewind that. This is Halsey Parkinson talking.
He's a ginger on top of it.
Rewind it more.
Put it up.
Okay, here's Halsey.
And that's all it took. Are they giving him
shut up?
Make a difference. I will now know that whenever I get bullied, I'll just raise my head up and say, sorry. I have too many friends to think I'm being bullied. This is one glorious day.
What?
But even Halsey.
Oh, God.
Halsey Parkinson.
I have all these friends
hero.
That I never met. Hey, everybody, I'm having a house party at my place. Why don't you come over and don't trash my house?
You know who's going to show up? The parents with that fucking loser. Baby Halsey. When they want to fuck and they need somebody to watch that fucking kid. And they just leave him in the crib.
Talking like a crazy person.
I hate him.
Halsey Parkinson's the best fucking high school student I've ever seen.
You'd never hang out with him. I've seen you.
Why wouldn't I hang out with fucking Halsey Parkinson?
He doesn't look like he has any drugs.
This kid looks like he gets fucked up. Look at him.
He looked like he was weird, born fucked up. He might not get fucked up.
He has bad sideburns, weird glasses.
He has no facial hair.
I think
how
that hair
has
dyed also, which is just strange.
Yeah, it's good.
This kid's great. I love Halsey. What town is this in?
Salem, Oregon.
Looks like we are taking a road trip, boys.
Is that on the way to Burning Man?
Sure. Okay, is Halsey home? Yeah, we're a podcast from New York.
Hell yeah.
We've come to hang out with Halsey.
With my motherfucker Halsey at?
HP!
Probably be scared out of his fucking mind. Like, yo, there's people outside.
What up, Halsey?
Yo, you like grain alcohol, bitch?
Hell yeah.
We're up in Oregon, son. Let's go. God,
I hate his face. I don't like bullying people, but I'd bully the shit out of him. Look at him.
I think you like bullying people.
Not at all. I'm like very fucking friendly.
No, you're not.
Like I'm
no,
the only probably. Me and Hicks are probably the only friends you have. That's, I'm one of them.
Vastly a lie.
I don't know. You seem kind of lonely sometimes.
You're very curmudgeon-y.
That's true.
A bit. There you go.
But oh, I, so you can't, I have drugs. Wait, are you so one of his friends?
Are you fucking halt?
When you have drugs in your system, it's not going to get you friends. It's going to make you more unlikable.
I just drip my blood out of my veins into people's noses.
God.
That's not good.
They get fucked up off that shit, bro.
And they get syphilis at the same time. It's great.
Whatever, dog.
Yeah, that is pretty cool.
It's two syphilis references in one show.
Yes, it is.
Must mean you got holes in your brain from too much syphilis.
Obviously.
Oh, cat disease.
Either yeah, it's all of them. It's all the diseases, all yeah, my
just
brain.
A fucking mess.
Yeah, I am, Johnny. You're right.
God
luckily,
bless you, buddy.
I'll get some. I'm going to put antibiotics on my my Amazon wish list.
Not probiotics, though, because you're anti-probiotics.
I just
a few weeks ago.
Don't like probiotics. Like, you know, we've taken antibiotics our entire lives, so I feel like biotics are bad. Why would I want probiotics?
There's good biotics and bad biotics. It's like cholesterol.
Friendly wager. I bet you if Hicks actually did make a wish list, he'd get something off of it. If it was a reasonable request.
Yeah, there's going to be...
Hicks' wish list. Dirt.
Yeah, son. All day.
Squirtle plush toy. Dirt.
I want dildos and fucking Pokemon plushies.
Because the Pokemon have to have a party with the dildos. It's going to be a Pokemon lemon party.
So hot.
Oh, that was funny.
So
oh,
hot.
Man.
This is so exciting that we're going to start building Amazon wish lists.
We can pin it to our Pinterest page.
Yeah, and Christmas is coming up.
Oh, yeah.
Christmas is coming.
Christmas is coming, guys.
All right. So what do you think we're going to get put on our wish list? What's something cool that we can get off Amazon?
PS4, son. Let's put it up.
No one's going to buy us a PS4.
You don't know that.
It's got to be a communal fucking wish list, too. Just one. We're not going to confuse everyone with three.
We don't need three. Y'all don't need a PS4. That's for me, really.
No, if someone buys a PS4 for us, I'm fucking taking that shit.
Why? You wouldn't even know how to turn that shit on, son.
Yeah, okay.
You got a fucking Dreamcast.
Why is the fucking default thing when you went to Amazon Vaseline?
Is that your fucking Amazon shit?
I'm not logged into this.
Oh.
Sounds like you are.
It says, hello, Eastside Dave. I don't...
Oh, man.
Why take shots?
That's not cool at all.
I thought he was bringing back that old bit where he shoved things in his ass.
No, that was a long time ago. He doesn't put things inside his body anymore.
Bang, bang, right? God damn it.
I did see a giant cowboy hat. Put that on there. Wait, search giant cowboy hat. Yeah, supersized 60-gallon cowboy hat. Put that on the wish list. Mark that down.
What color do you want? It comes in three colors.
Wow, that guy looks like a piece of shit.
I want red, obviously.
Red?
Duh.
Right. What, a blue star?
Yeah, it's badass.
Kind of patriotic. I'll give you that. I don't know what they go
with
that purple.
It's on special because it was a Halloween. It was a Halloween item.
Oh, okay.
So now that it's November, it's on special.
It's like $7.
Yeah.
Good.
You'll put Candy Crush money. Yeah, I play Candy Crush, right?
Yeah, I play Candy Crush.
Put you Candy buy that Crush on Amazon?
You probably could. Oh, matter of fact, Google Play money. There you go.
You can't buy Google things on Amazon.
No.
No.
Yeah, you can.
That's a giant. You're getting a Kindle on the wish list. That's all you're getting.
I like that.
I know you love reading, right?
I need to start. That'll help. I'd like to.
Well, I mean, so you could tell all those kids at the after-school center that they should read because you're reading.
Do they have a Samsung Mega, the most giant obnoxious cell phone ever for you, Chris?
I'll check.
Oh, that Samsung watch you keep fucking bellowing about.
That only works with the Note 3, so I'd have to get the Note 3. They do have an unlocked Samsung Mega for only $409.99.
Looks like someone is going to get a visit from Santa Claus.
I like the sound of this.
Samsung Mega.
We sound like the fucking 700 Club.
Supposedly, it's really just a refurbished Galaxy S3. And they just put it in a bigger body.
Don't take it then, dude. Yeah, don't get ripped off. Don't look like an asshole.
Just get a Note 3?
Yeah,
get Note 3 with the watch.
I'm pretty sure anybody on the wish list knows what High Society Radio likes, and they'll know better.
Yeah, just send it. You can ask Bronx Johnny on his Twitter page what he wants on his wish list.
You fucking asshole. There's no Bronx Johnny on
Twitter. Bronx Johnny's Twitter page?
At Bronx Johnny. There's an at Bronx Johnny on Twitter.
What was his last tweet?
Hold on. Let's see. It was to John Boehner. It says, stop the shutdown, pay the bills, and get back to real work. Americans sent you there to do. Hashtag end this now.
That definitely looks like was not me.
Looks like someone just fucking started a fake Bronx Johnny account, got lazy and tired with it, and then just started posting their own opinion on there.
It looks like it.
Because I guess it'll just be Bronx Johnny on Twitter, whatever.
Yeah, it's a fucking Jewish guy.
His name is
Bartolat Magic.
Listen, his name is Johnny from the Bronx.
It's not at all. Shut up.
He only follows one guy.
Who?
Henry Schulman, who is a writer for the San Francisco Giants.
Oh. All right. Guy likes the Giants.
Oh, that's Dan Schulman's brother. There you go.
Are you a Giants fan, Johnny?
Not at all.
No? You're a Yankee fan.
Yes.
Yeah. You're still mad when the Giants left the Polo Grounds.
I don't really give
Bronx.
A fuck. I'm not that fucking old. He's that fucking old. Yeah, he's that fucking old. He probably went to those games.
I thought
shit.
That was maybe you.
God damn.
Okay. Look at this guy. It looks like Johnny, actually.
Yeah, it's very much so.
It looks like the wacky neighbor from that show Empty Nest in the 80s. No?
Oh, fucking Leisure and shit. David Leisure. Yeah, yeah. I know. Yeah, a little bit. The dude that used to be like a captain or some shit on the boat.
Twitter Bronx Johnny really hates John Boehner because all his tweets are shitting on John Boehner.
I really don't give a fuck about John Boehner. He don't do shit, so why hate him? I know Pepper Hicks is friends with him on there.
Yeah, it's followed by a fake Pepper Hicks account.
Is it a fake Pepper
Zero
Hicks
tweets.
Account?
It's just an egg.
It's just an egg.
It does say fucking suck dogs. So
there you go.
Some work into this.
That sounds like the real one to me.
That's something I would say.
Did you do it drunk?
Possibly.
Following. I just followed it. It's following all things you would follow. It's following Bronx Johnny.
Yeah, that's fucking hysterical.
See, I follow your real Twitter account, buddy. Don't you feel good about yourself? Back to the wish list, though, seriously.
Okay.
Back to the wish list. Is there a go-kart on there? Let's search for a go-kart.
Oh, there's got to be a go-kart, right?
You know, I won one from Snapple a couple years ago. My mother lost the lid. Snapple's giving away go-karts.
Razor Dune Buggy.
Get that.
How much?
This can't be that good. It's only $365.
Let's get a real one.
Yeah, here we go. New high-end 150cc go-kart.
What is that?
It's a spider go-kart. This shit looks hot as... Actually...
Whoa. That's a desert one.
When I went out and took a helicopter flying lesson in New Jersey, they had one of these, and the guy was like, that is the hottest shit I ever bought.
What?
Yeah, and he has a helicopter.
Yeah, the guy owns the helicopter?
Yeah.
Wait, baller. How much is that, though?
$2,000.
It's totally worth it. Bunch totally of listeners should... pull their money together, guys.
If buggy. You loved it, you'd do it.
Yeah.
Well, this only has two seats. We're really gonna need three. So
not
we can,
really.
So we can ride with some bitches, you know.
There you go. We need pick up whores in the fucking.
What color do you want, Johnny? We get powder blue or red.
That powder blue is kind of pimp. I ain't gonna lie. God, you can rock that shit with a Carolina jersey.
Give me the. Well, I guess I'll be forced to wear a fucking Atlantic fucking Falcons jersey.
Yeah, yellow one too. I don't want the yellow one. I get stuck with the yellow one.
Yeah, you get stuck with the yellow one.
God
son.
Damn it, bro.
So what? Let's just get $6,000 together?
A little less. It's 1949.
All right.
Yeah, but at that price, they don't have to pay shipping and handling. Amazon hooks you up after.
That's true.
Yeah. Month.
Well, I mean, I'm hoping that our listeners
anything,
are Prime members, so they don't have to
pay
shipping.
We're fucking saving them money.
Yeah, hopefully
we're
Prime
not asking
members.
A lot.
Yeah.
Are they sending it over here or to your house, or what do you want to do?
I'll send it here, then we'll just drive them over the Queensboro Bridge.
Oh,
back.
Fantastic.
We'll race, like the gumball rally.
The dildo selection on Amazon is pretty terrible.
What?
I'm just saying.
Oh, God, what the fuck is that?
Fucking search milk enema on,
I'm pretty sure they probably would have that on there, too.
Johnny did say earlier, milk nymphos is the best porn on the planet.
It
son,
is.
So.
You're a
it
psychopath.
Is.
Nothing
those
comes
are fucking
up.
Fucking awesome. They shoot milk out. Because
you said that makes
ass.
Me want to. Makes me rather hang out with Haley Parkinson or whatever the
there
hell that
you
kid's
go.
Name
yeah,
is.
He's not even fucking memorable. Fuck
his
that
name
dude.
Is Palsy with Parkinson's.
Palsy's with Parkinson's.
Jesus.
Fucking ass.
No, Halsey Parkinson. That's
Halsey,
his name.
Old Shaky Tar. That's what I call him.
Stop it. Don't make fun of him. What's he fucking ever done to you?
So when I put milk enema in, it is an enema guide, a tattoo magazine, and for some reason, cat owner's home veterinary handbook.
Wow, yeah, sure live a lifestyle. Yeah, sure live a lifestyle.
Also, the book of poisons. So don't enema any poisons
what?
Into you. Yeah.
What?
This is what comes up when you put milk right. enema into no. Amazon. Apparently, Amazon isn't as good a website as we all
put
thought.
Put in net gun.
Oh, yeah, they definitely have net guns on
They
Amazon.
Have to have that shit. I know they had it in Running Man. It's been like, what, 30-odd years? They should have it by now.
Yep, they got a net gun complete with four heads. $749.
Let's do it. I need that. Sounds good.
Yeah.
Something nice.
They also have whatever this blade thing is. Look at this thing.
What is that?
This shit is awesome.
Oh, that's like that's a predator thing.
Yeah, get that. That's badass. Yeah, get four.
Blade.
Get six of them. Fucking
Fantasy
one for
sword.
Each arm.
I want some of my legs, bro.
Yeah, I don't know.
Blade
work,
USA HK 6090 Fantasy Sword.
It's only $16.
Yes, $16.
All right, people, these are bargains we're giving you. Oh, right? Yeah, you know, son. If you can't afford...
We're giving you free content. We don't have a donate button on our website, mostly because we don't know how to put one on there.
Oh, yeah.
But I'll tweet the link to the wish list.
You're basically stealing from us, if you think about it.
You're stealing our youth and time, damn it.
Oh, yeah.
We could be hanging out with fucking...
No
Shaky
one.
Tard.
Oh, shit. You're a fucking bully, son.
You're just a shitty bully, aren't you?
When's anti-bully? Couldn't we get some of these bullies to punch the tits off some of these breast cancer
bitches? We should start booking these bullies to get their side of the story.
Oh, yeah. To be fair, too, like, if you get us those gold cards, who's to say you don't maybe come up for a show and we give you a ride on one of them? BK Chris loves people. You can ride in
no,
his.
No, yeah, I'm great around people. Just bring your girlfriend.
Mine's is Carolina Blue. You can't really sit in it, but... You know,
unless you're wearing
else.
A Carolina jersey.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, we're going to need rims for these go-karts.
Hell
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, look up rims on Amazon.
Get a Cucaracha fucking honking shit. One of those. Damn. That is a badass blade. I'll give you that.
They beautiful. Yeah, they're only $50. This is great.
They're only $50, but they're wheel covers. They're not really
rims. I don't want that fake shit. I know our listeners would want us to be fucking riding.
Yeah, they wouldn't
profile,
want us to look.
Man.
They wouldn't want us to drive around looking like clowns.
No, they want us to look fly.
They got one in blue.
This is a terrible break we're doing. Just feel bad.
This is all the crap we want.
Well, we want knives and go karts.
Knives, go karts.
Oh. Check out protect the go karts.
Check out blowtorch. They gotta have a blowtorch on there.
This should be good.
Blowtorch? They have, they definitely have blowtorches.
Rubber band gun?
Rubber band man? T.I.?
These are some creme brulee torches. I tell you what, if you get me a creme brulee torch and then come to New York, I'll make you a delicious creme brulee. this is the creme brulee torch I have at home. Well, I'm a chef by trade, motherfucker.
I know you are.
This is for our fucking Amazon wish list.
This is really T.I.'s best song.
Wildin'. There's a couple hits on there. I'm Talking to You is a good one. He's just dissing a motherfucker. That's nice.
Rubber band man, wild as the Taliban. Nine in my right, 45 in my other hand. I'm in trouble, man. I'm always in trouble, man. Worth a couple hundred grand. Shit is all colors, man. Rubber band man, like a one man band.
Matter of fact, this is the song for your fucking go-kart, because it's Atlanta Red. And that's where he's from. So
yeah,
so gotta match that shit up.
And I'm just pushing mad hard.
I got that fucking helicopter song from that asshole from North Carolina, so I got that. Yeah, that criminal shit is hysterical. It's because it's actually something plausible shit you can physically do and shit.
What?
You really make somebody creme brulee.
I will make
and it would be delicious. I'm 100% sure. I'm not even joking about that.
Yeah.
BK Chris can fucking cook.
Damn good.
What's that? Fucking RC helicopter? No, what are you doing?
Whatever, man. They're only $19.
Don't get greedy. We got go-karts. Don't need no fucking helicopter. That's some OD shit.
I want somebody to control the helicopter and I'll chase it in my go-kart and swat it with my wrist knife.
Yeah, yeah, let's get some drones.
Yo, they had those at Toys R Us. I want one of those. They got four propellers and shit.
You gotta cop that.
That's good shit.
I mean, my cat would swat at that all day.
Oh, yeah, they wouldn't reach it though. That shit gets mad high, bro. In the video, it flew over a tree. I don't know if it gets that high, but it looked good.
Seems like a lie.
Maybe. You been watching fucking Sons of Anarchy and shit?
No, I never watched that.
I'm tired
anymore.
Of it.
I gave it up.
I'm tired of it.
I'm all about giving up shows. I hate people who watch shows to the end just because they're used to watching it.
T.I.
would never do that.
People do shit like that, though. Like, I do it with
fucking,
The Simpsons.
All those assholes who still watch The Simpsons, exactly.
I do it for the Treehouse of Horrors, though. I don't watch anything else but that.
Yeah?
And it didn't disappoint this shit. That shit was all right. Guillermo del Toro directed it. It was all right.
Which movie?
The Simpsons Treehouse of Horror. This year it was directed
why would I watch that?
It was directed by Guillermo del Toro.
It's a yearly thing.
I don't care.
You don't watch fucking Snoopy when it comes on? Like The Great Pumpkin and all that shit?
Those are classics, Johnny.
Yeah, but it still comes on. You watch it. Sons of Anarchy, not so much.
That's what I'm saying, though. It's like people stick with these shows that start to, like, shows don't get canceled much anymore because you don't need high ratings to keep a show on anymore. Fucking Sons of Anarchy has been on for, what, 8 years?
No.
It used to be rare when a show made it 8 years.
It's on season 5.
Season 5?
Yeah.
It's still a long time.
No, yeah, for that shit, it got too soap opera.
No signs of stopping. Even South Park. South Park's something that I watch just out of habit.
But you see those stuff.
It's still good.
They missed an episode for the first time ever. Fuck those guys.
No, what the fuck are you talking? Stop it.
They did miss an episode.
I know,
2 weeks back, right? But that was just a joke, though. They did that a couple years back. Remember April Fool's joke and shit? It was supposed to be.
They slid in a fake Terrence and Phillip episode.
Yeah, they did it to fuck with people. This time there was a power outage at the studio.
Oh, there you go. They didn't do it to
be dicks. Why do they have generators? They're millionaires.
Shut up, dude. Maybe they should get an Amazon wish list and ask for that.
Hell yeah.
Sure they already
actually,
have
can we put that on our Amazon wish list? Because I don't
a
like
power
to miss
generator?
I don't like to miss I don't like to miss South Park episodes. So just get those guys a generator.
No, but like, has there ever been a show like you stuck with, even though you know it was shit? You never do that, right?
No, I don't. I know a lot of people stuck with Lost.
I never watched it.
So, yeah, you watched Lost at the end, right?
Yeah, but I never watched the first season. I just jumped on the second
good
season.
Example,
yeah,
but
you, didn't you not hate it by the end?
I liked the fucking the finale, after I first watched it, I guess. But then, like, College Humor released a video, like, showing all the things they didn't wrap up by the end. And I was like, ugh, I guess this really was terrible.
I got fucking Dexter's like that. I saw the first season of Dexter. Oh, this shit is good. I caught up. I was like, all right, I can't do this. What's the season 3? Like, this shit is stupid. I can't do it. Fucking.
But people watched it to the end. That was on, what, 6 years Dexter was on?
It don't mean it was fucking good. And the ratings went down
All right, but like, take a show like Weeds. They kept it going after it was supposed to end. Like, if Weeds ended in season 3, it would have been good. And then they just kept it going 3 more years. It's fucking terrible.
Mm.
Family Guy's starting to get a little fucking like, come on.
I actually like the original Family Guy compared to the old ones.
Family Guy is like, who the fuck wants to watch that anymore?
Yeah.
It's played out.
But
Seth MacFarlane's made his $100 million.
Yeah, so retire.
He's not.
Yeah. Nah, he's got a lot to
host
give.
Host the Tony some more. What did he host? The Oscars? The Tony?
Oscars he hosted.
That shit was such anger.
Fucking asshole.
He's talented. He does all the fucking musical numbers on the show. I'll give him that.
Oh, yeah, that's what I want from a cartoon. Fucking musical numbers.
They makes it work. He's made
South Park has
that.
Great songs. We all can agree on
they
that.
They won a fucking Academy Award for some of this shit, didn't they?
I got something in my pocket for you. It's great.
Hell yeah.
From pocket that was them. For you. Or you do a line and I do a line. That's classic.
Matter of fact, fucking Walking Dead's like that, too. I'm tired of that shit, too. I can't do it
That's
anymore.
Not going anywhere, dude. That's like the highest rated cable show in history.
The act is terrible. The shit makes no sense on that show no more.
Yeah, I'm not a big
fan
of it.
It's just fucking retarded.
Yeah, that's going to be on 10 seasons. Guaranteed.
I guess.
It's not going to lose that kind of heat that it's got going.
I don't know. People getting tired of it, though, man. Like, I know what you're saying, like, Dexter should have died out and all that, but at a point, one show has to go. You can't just churn shit out that long. It's shit. Regardless of what you say,
I'm just saying, not enough shit is getting canceled. Is all I'm saying. I don't even know when people have time to watch all these shows. I look at people on Facebook, they're like,
they
I can't wait to watch Mad Men and how are you watching 10 fucking hour long shows a week?
DVR,
you don't have a
son.
Job?
They got DVR. So you come angry. Home 2 hours
a week. 10 hours a week to watch television?
Well, I don't know about you, old man, but I got 10 hours to kill to watch TV.
I don't know. It just seems like people are watching an awful lot of television shows. They're very excited.
Should they go outside and kick the can old time?
They should go spin one of those wheels.
This
has
ended in a bad spot, guys.
That was an hour?
That was an hour. We're done.
Fuck Parkinson's. The disease, not the kid. But yeah, fuck that kid too.
Oh, we don't endorse that kind of molestation on High Side Radio.
Molestation?
So. Molestation.
Oh, man.
I don't know about you guys. I'm getting the fuck out of here.
Hell yeah, let's go get drunk. Who's down? It's Friday, 8 o'clock.
Nice fucking November night.
Mm-hmm.
Got my breeze on.
I've been rolling all day.
I love rolling.
Hopefully for the next show we come back. There's some fucking go-karts waiting for us.
Well, no, we have to get the fucking the playlist out there. The
wish list out there.
Well, they kind of heard what we wanted. Like, do we really still have to do the list?
So like, do they want go-karts?
We give you fucking entertainment.
Knives,
and now you want a list on top of that? You know what we want. Let's go.
Rims. This is the stupidest list ever.
It matches up nicely.
True.
It's exactly Silk the Shockers.
Damn. Way to dig an old motherfucker up. Oof.
All right, so this was High Society Radio.
Yeah.
on the More Like Radio Network, morelikeradio.com. What's our Twitter page?
What was that about? What the fuck was that?
What's our Twitter account?
At where? HS Radio Show. And of course, follow at Bronx Johnny on Twitter.
Shut the fuck up.
And then, also on the Twitter account is where you'll be able to find the.
Yeah, I'll post the Amazon wish list this week.
You know what's crazy, too? If that motherfucker dies on Twitter, that shit stays up forever. Nobody's going to take that down.
At Bronx Johnny? That's you.
No, it's not. I'd have to fucking
make my own. You just put a picture of what you would like to look like.
Yeah, that's what I want to look like.
That's what I thought, too.
An old Jewish guy.
I look like fucking Chris Russo and shit from Mike and the Mad Dog.
That guy did kind of look like Mad Dog.
Yeah, he did.
Good call, Johnny.
I try.
All right, well, we're fucking done. We're Dez Dillinger.
Ugh.
I'm Chris Pepper Stanley.
Bronx Johnny.
Chris from Brooklyn. I tell you.